Welcome back to the Practically Spiritual Podcast. This is Jessica Palmer of Jessica Palmer Official. And my mission is to create collective change through conversation and remarkable transformational experiences. And this is my thought of the week. This week I want to talk about communication and specifically, you know, communication that is coming from a place of love and a place of integrity. Communication has been something I've been very passionate about since the age of six, learning foreign languages. And it's interesting that the way that we connect with each other is through communication. So this week, what I've identified, what I'm seeing on social media, you know, even how I'm communicating, some of the conversations that I've engaged in, and there's been a lot of triggering that has been happening. A lot of people are feeling triggered. There's been a lot of separation. And it's so easy to be reactive. And reactive communication is not love-based communication. Reactive communication is not productive. And for me, I always come back, when it comes to communication, always come back to what your standards and your personal values are. And if you are always bringing your attention and awareness to what your standards are, you are so clear on them, you embody your standards, then the intention that you have will always shine through. The pure intention you have will always shine through. Now, when we are not acting from a place of clear alignment of what our standards are, so one, we need to know them, but two, we need to keep remembering them and bringing ourselves back to that and committing to those standards. So I had an instance myself this week where I felt really angry and reactive in a conversation, and part of me wanted to actually unleash and say what I was really thinking. But when I thought about it, you can actually just stop and take a moment and take a breath. And this is what I did. And you can even head to my page to check this out. But I stopped and I took a deep breath and I really dropped into myself and I'm like, what am I choosing in this moment? And for me, choosing love is a non-negotiable. It's an absolute non-negotiable. So that's what I was choosing. So instead of being reactive and saying, you know, the thing that was pissing me off, I realized that it wouldn't actually be productive to, and like the way that I was going to communicate it would have actually come, like, seem really attacking and would not have come from that place of progress, productivity, of love. So I chose not to say it. And this is one of those things where it's just a basic principle of, is it necessary? Is it kind? Now, sometimes if it's necessary and it's truthful, it may hurt. But sometimes people are just reactive and we can just be real assholes. So my advice to you guys this week is to ask yourself, is it necessary? Is it kind? When you communicate and you're feeling like you're about to say something, that's probably not going to be, it's not going to be a proud moment for you. To stop and take a deep breath and come back to, well, what are my standards and how can I communicate this in a way that is in alignment with my truth? And that it still comes from that place of love.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Practically Spiritual, the podcast. Be sure to make sure you are following this podcast on Instagram at practically_spiritual. And if you would like to follow me and also sound off, tell me what you thought of this episode. If you have any questions for the guests that we had or any comments or requests, let me know. I love connecting with you guys. So you can find me on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, all the places using the handle at Jessica Palmer Official. Keep striving, keep thriving, and I'll catch you on the next episode.